Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Son.
My. Good morning. Boy, it's always good to start your day off understanding we are one in this Christian journey. Amen. The ones who take time out and give God time. You know, when you wake up in the morning, Reverend, when you wake up in the morning and understand the reality of Christ, I was when I think about how he really made it possible for us to understand. See, a lot of people, I can't speak for a lot of people, Reverend. I can only speak to the ones, you know. I heard Brother Randy sent out a little thing the other day, and it happened a few years ago when he used to come on, and he used to really just be in the Word, teaching with it. I'm not saying he's not in the Word. I'm saying, but he used to be over here more than things got him doing in his other day life by working now. But I want to say this, that he put out something talking about how that we need to be around more Christ-like people. You know, we live in a time that we need to be around more positive people, people that want to try to live close to God. Man, I know it's boring, they say. I know they're thinking it's really bad, Reverend. But, boy, when time comes that when you really need the Lord, be around somebody that always in fellowship with him. So when something come up, you call crisis. Help me, Holy Spirit. You call crisis. But we call it. We say over here, we believe, I'm just going to say, we're going to believe over here that whatever God does in our life, and whatever adversities and trials come in our life, we just thank God. Because we know that he knows what's going on. It don't catch him off guard when things come up. It might catch man off guard. And God warned us about some things. He give us warning time after time. I just thank him for the Holy Spirit, Reverend. You know, we won't be in prayer with Reverend Henry and this whole entire family. On yesterday, his oldest brother passed on. You know, God transitioned him. But, you know, they got a chance early in the year of last year to go out there and visit him, you know. And I mean, one of the things I seen Reverend try to make him smile, you know, if you've been my Reverend Henry, he gonna do some jokes. He gonna be funny, you know, and trying to change the atmosphere because, I mean, God gave him that, you know. Talking about, then he sent me a picture of him yesterday and showed me how the light was covering him, you know. If you look at the picture, you can see the transition going on in, you know. And, you know, God gives a time for everybody. God gives a time for everybody. I told Reverend. He can hold the mule. God gave me a little strength with the voice. He can hold the mule this morning. I want to encourage him and his family, let him know that we are in prayer, you know. Even he already knowing and believing his heart, but I believe love is an action. You know,
yeah.
I know this brother come on here time after time, you know, and laboring in the Word of God and praying for somebody else when they family and what they going through, and now it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of a blessing. You know, I don't care how much we be prepared for things, when it really hits, sometimes God give us a time, Reverend, to have closure. He give us a time to have closure. Sometimes God allowed us to have a little time to tell our loved one, I love you, I'm sorry. Sometimes you get that opportunity, and I believe y'all got an opportunity to go visit your brother that day. You know, I believe you didn't know the hour, he didn't know the hour, nobody didn't know the hour or time. But we know when God says something, move, no man can stop it. Prayer is good. It's essential that we pray, Reverend. That we must pray in time like this, but we learn something as we grow in Christ. The ultimate healing is being with him, man. The ultimate healing is being with him. So we pray to God the healing over the brother, you know. We pray, and I know he was praying, and God did something. See, some things God can move because he's just God by himself, right? Sometimes he could just move.
Yeah.
A little bit, Reverend, give her a freeze there. But when you've been around this ministry long enough, you can see the transition. You don't, in your mind and your heart, you don't want it to happen. But when you come to the reality of it, and you know the king sometimes has to move us out the body, right? Somebody been slain, who I'm talking about. Moved us out the body, slain in the spirit, and for him to deliver you, but for him to heal you, he makes that body clean. You know what I'm talking about? He makes it clean. And some of us, he makes it so clean that he don't allow you to get back in it. Help the Holy Spirit. And then some, he just allows us to go back into the body. He goes back into the body. So I want to bring that up this day and about 1 Corinthians over here and 15 and 42. We're gonna dive in it a little bit, because I just believe ain't nothing wrong with death. I just believe only time death is bad, Reverend Henry, because we like to say transition. Only thing the transition is bad when you don't have a relationship. When you have a relationship with God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you have a relationship with God, you know, it hurts. I'm not going to say it's not going to hurt, but I'm telling you one thing, but you don't focus on the pain that you know which way they're going, Reverend. You focus on what? That, Lord, give me strength. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm a little heavy right now. You know, because I'm a little heavy right now, because it ain't that I don't know where he's going or where she's going. I'm just speaking in general. It don't matter what their life has played out for them, because sometimes, you know, we say it often as a cliche, is that you'll know by how the people come out, how they live, right? But that ain't also, because some people up in age, though, Reverend, you know what I'm talking about? When people up in age, a lot of people die. All they really know them, you know what I'm talking about? And the family is not, watch this here, if they don't have family reunions, they don't have get-togethers, you know, they break away, you know what I'm talking about? Each generation just break away. For long, you have a little circle, it just be you and your little family, Reverend, and it won't be to your brothers and your sisters, and your mother's brothers and her siblings, you know what I'm talking about? It'll just break off, and then if you don't have that connection, what y'all be living separate from each other. But when sometime like this here, this one you should look at your family more. And I believe your family, and I know you know this here, we with you, man. We praying with your family. We praying with you. You know, and I've been around long enough. Sometimes words don't even make any sense. Sometimes. You know, talking about, you got some scholars, man. You know, you got some people. You got just a little bit of knowledge, real. You got some scholars can really convey God's word, right? You got some people that really can to say the right thing. But sometime another rabbit, all it is prayer. Prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Prayer to help us along this Christian journey. It's still people worrying about the same people that passed on before, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? If y'all will excuse me for the Black History Month, but there are some people still crying over some of the people that died many years ago, Reverend, who were that light to them. You know what I'm talking about? Said, watch it, Reverend. I didn't think I could make it, but look what it is. Years went by. Time that went by. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know, Reverend, and this ain't no cliche if I can say it like this. You know, sometimes you see, Reverend, that when you have something like this here, someone go and get transitioned out the body, and you know we're gonna get in there. But what we think about that body? So I want you to know, Reverend, that you're gonna get all the we've been there. We get all the thanks. You know, we get all the people come around sending letters, and I'm gonna be there if you need me. If you need me, call me. You know, and you know you're gonna get all them things. And Reverend, you know, your mother and my mother passed, right? I don't get none of them. I haven't gotten none of them calls since my mother been gone. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't hold it to nobody, like charge it to them. You know what I'm talking about? But I just know the things people say when your parents die. Your brother died, your uncle died, your sister died, your best friend died. You know, I had a real good friend, man, real good friend. I thought this brother outlived me, man. You know what I'm talking about? And he passed in his dream. I mean, I believe it was a dream because he went away in his sleep, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? And I want to say this. I didn't know he was that sick, man. You know what I'm talking about? He never said nothing. You know what I'm talking about? But what I find out, when God does something, we can't do nothing about it, Reverend. So what I'm saying is, yeah, the car is going to stop, Reverend. You know it. See, I know you know. The car is going to stop. How you feeling? Going to stop, Reverend. But I'm going to tell you one thing about us. We're going to hold on to the bloodstain of battle. We're going to keep it in the God, unchanging him. Because we believe when praises go up, blessings come down. And I'm going to tell you, in a time like this, this is when you know you really got the Lord. In a time like this here, Reverend, you look at him a little bit. You look at him a little closer, Reverend. You look at him real deeper. And watch this here. You say, I know you know better. You know what I'm talking about? We always saying that old, we always put old Mr. Clean on and what's the old name? Play the organ. When them Sister Clark sister on, and they're talking about a step with God. We put it on because we know. Accept with God. He even questioned God and asked God, why did he take his number? Somebody said, how can you question God? What is it? But the Bible said this here, Reverend, there is a place where the righteous can counsel with the Lord. You can go to the Lord and talk to the Lord. You know, you don't go in not in reverence, if I can say it like that, if you understand what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You go with respect. But you ask him just like, that's your father. I don't understand why this happened. You know, I don't understand why this is going. And he'll show you. And he'll show you. Watch this, Reverend. He already showed us. But we what? We harden our heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So where are you going with this, old Eric? What I'm trying to tell you, Reverend, no, but it don't exempt the pain of death. Sometimes it just hurt, you know what I'm talking about? You know, sometimes you just want to get where someone to tell you, you know, let me hold you a little bit. I mean, I know the man knows the word. I know he can go through the word and find some comfort, but sometime or another, instead of leaning on to the old, watch this, Reverend Henry, instead of leaning too much on that old nip, you know what I'm talking about, Reverend, old Kavasi, and smoke a little of that marijuana, and maybe go get a little crack cocaine. Maybe go get out there, just get real crazy, just get by yourself and do something stupid. You know what I'm talking about? But we lean to the word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why we lean to the word, Reverend? Because it's stretching us a time like this here. We need the Lord. And the only way you can get the Lord to get his attention, get in his word. He hear you when you get in his word. When you start reading his word, it comforts you. Watch this, Reverend. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humble smile we know how, Lord. We come to magnify you this morning. We come to lift our voice up to you and knowing that, Father God, that you are creator of all time. You didn't make no mistake when you said, let us make man in our image, Lord. When you looked down on earth and you took dirt, Lord, and you formed dirt, and even when it was formed, it wasn't good until you breathed in the nostril and it came a living soul. So the Lord can give it, and the Lord can take it. So, Lord, we ask you to strengthen the Henry family, Lord. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover me with your love, Lord. Maybe he was here for the time you gave him, Lord, and someone didn't get a chance to say, I'm sorry. I love you. Lord, I've just been around the family just a little while, and I know that they went down there to try to encourage him, Lord. I know they prayed over him, Lord, because I know they're a praying family, Lord, because their mother started it with him, Lord, and I know it went off into the family. So, Lord, strengthen that family, Lord. Cover them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover the whole family, Lord, as we speak right now, Lord. We know, Father God, that you are a healer. And sometimes our healing we don't understand, Lord. Sometimes Tylenol can't get it, Lord. Sometimes we can go to the doctor and the doctor give us a clean bill of health, Lord. And somewhere in that line, you just cut the cord, Lord, and we come to thee, Lord. So, Lord, strengthen that family, Lord. Let them know, the Father God, that you're a keeper, Lord, of all man's souls, Lord. So we thank you, Father God. So if you welcome us to you, Lord, we ask you, come down, Lord. Bless this lesson, Lord. Let it be the fruitful, Lord. Let it be a way that the light come on, Lord, and say, I was glad when they say unto me, come to the house of the Lord. Lord, I was glad when we came together, Father God, and reasoned thy word, Lord. I was glad, Lord, when we got together, Lord, and you came down and you touch our soul, Lord, so I don't have to look at misery because I can look at another way. The joy is really in the moment for me. I really rejoice because you are here, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for thy presence, Lord. Thank you in advance for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you already have done and about to do, Lord. Even the highways are bad right now, Lord. We can't go move around like we can, like we normally do, Lord. Clear the highways and byways, Lord. Not just in a physical highway, but a spiritual highway, Lord, that our mind don't be moving in the wrong direction, Lord. Help us, Lord, in time like this here, Lord. Help us, Lord, in time like this, Lord. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in time like this here. We love you, Lord. Lord, we don't know one way to just thank you, Lord, for all your blessings, Lord, for all your rewards,
yeah.
Lord. Because we know, Father God, soon and very soon, we're going to see that King sitting on the right hand of you, Lord, when we thank you for the King, Lord, and that's Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It is rising in corruption. If you didn't get it, it's 1 Corinthians 15 and 42. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is the rising in power. It is sown in the natural body. It is raised in the spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And look what he said, Reverend. It is so, it is written that the first Adam was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickened spirit. I want to stop here and tell you the body we got right here, Reverend. And this is why I don't have a problem with this, Reverend. Yes, sir. This would help me when I stood on top of my mother, and you were there. I was still on top of my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You were there, Reverend. When I stood on top of my, hey, what's this, my brother-in-law, me, and my father, you were there, Reverend. Reverend, the same strength that he gave me, he going to give your family. Y'all, I know it because y'all praying. Man. The same strength that he gave me to stand and preach and do that eulogy, the same God going to give you. And whoever in God should have that same understanding that body that you looking at, it's just a fleshly body. Yes, sir. The Bible says that the body will go back to the dirt it comes from. The spirit man was going to leave there. See, the first Adam, we fall early in Genesis, we find out that God made him out of dirt. Remember? We find out that he took the dirt and he formed that dirt and he breathed in the nostrils. It came to living soul, but it had to go back to the dirt.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, hold. Well,
yes,
Reverend, I want to tell you this here. Be encouraged. I want to tell you this here. The spirit moving. Help me, Holy. We've been around the church long enough, Reverend. We feel spirits move in the church. We feel, as we speak,
yeah.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't need no confirmation because you know why? Because I got a fellow, I got a relationship with you. When you have a relationship with you, can understand death is not bad. On time, death is bad when someone don't know Christ. So he said, lean on to the, see, some of us got that still, holding on to that first Adam spirit. Let me say that for a minute. Some of us still got that first Adam spirit. That's why we don't know how to close our loved ones. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What I mean by we don't know how to detach ourselves from our loved one because we still understand I can't see him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me give me some strength right here. See, I have gotten to a point understanding that if I stay in Christ, help me, Holy Spirit. If they died in Christ, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to see them again. Oh, I know I'm right about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know I'm right in the back. I don't need nothing on this one, Reverend. I know because I understand that God is able, man. God will move something. It is time out for Christians been walking with God, putting their head down when they see someone landing too long. And what he said, they got professional mamonas, Reverend. They got people just go to home God, if I could say it like that. They got professional people.
Yeah.
They just cry. They cry long and hard. Because, Reverend, I'm just speaking for you. I can't speak for nobody else, but I'm speaking for you. I know you know God is real. I know you know God is a deliverer. I know you know God, what he's doing. He ain't haven't made a mistake. He gave you guys opportunity to go and visit him. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, now you see him. Hey, now you got to touch him and got to tell him you love him. Man, this is what we do when some is transition. They transition. I want to stay here longer. But, oh, you're not there when you got to breathe. You're not there when you got to take the medication. You're not there when you got to roll them over. You're not there when you got to pedal, can you remember my name? Oh, you're not there when you all help me, Holy Spirit. You're not there. Man, it's time. Time is stepping. And we want them to hold on. And hold on with ourselves, his little self. We want them to hold on to that. You understand that if you say this here, if you really believe this, I know this ain't going to be sober for a lot of people, but if you believe this, understand what I'm talking about, we had to let him go. We had to let him go, Reverend. We had to let him go. Let me tell you something. Let me do this one more time. It, as it was written, first man, Adam, that's what he said, was made a living soul. And the last Adam was a what? Was made in the quickest spirit. He said, in heaven that it was not first, which was spiritual, but that which was natural. And after that which was spiritual, the first man is of the earth, earthly. That's why I'm in the book, right? And the second man is of the Lord from heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, that's a mystery there, Reverend. I'm going to try to move on just a little bit more. And as the earthly, such are they that are what? That are earthly, and as the what? as the is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Look what he said. And we all have borne the image of the earthly. What he said? We shall what? Also bear the image of the heavenly. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I know I'm gonna be a little wild, but let me stay here for a second, Reverend. That God, Paul was telling the church. Paul was dealing with Corinthians because they were so hard headed, Reverend. They were so stiff necked.
Yeah.
They were leaving, and they were trying to burn them. You know, you and I have been doing a little research back in the year. We find out they're trying to put them at the East Gate. Help me, Holy Spirit, and put them at the East Gate. It was already said that Jesus is gonna come back through the burn them all at the East Gate. You know what I'm talking about? So when he comes, they won't be the first ones to ride when he comes. I'm gonna tell you right now, you can be in Chicago. You can be in Detroit. You can be in Atlanta. You can be in Texas. But when he comes, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The book said, now, I don't believe it until I read it a couple of times, Reverend. If you mind, about this deviate just one second, man. I just want to leave you. If you feel like riding a little bit, you feel like riding a little bit?
Yeah, come
ride
on.
With you a little bit. Let me get in the book. I'm gonna turn to Thessalonians, if you don't mind. If you can get that quickly. It's a couple of little books over, Reverend. And I believe you've been there. And it's the First Thessalonians 4. Watch this. Watch what it said now. I'm just going to read the book. If you don't understand it, we'll take our time to try to explain. Thessalonians 4. Thessalonica. Everybody, you want to pronounce it. 4. The First Thessalonica. 4. Thessalonians 4:13. But I wouldn't have you what? Be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm about to be through now, Reverend. Can I cut? Can I do it one more time? But he said, I would not have you to be ignorant. That means knowledge, Doc. That means I don't want you to be like you don't know, brethren. He said, concerning them which are asleep, Reverend. He said that you sorrow not, even that others have no hope. Help me, Holy Spirit. For if we believe. Oh, I'm going to do something with this. But if we believe that Jesus died, even so them also which is asleep. Oh, hell, in my book, I kind of put a little line, a couple of lines here, Reverend. He said, them which are also sleep in. Holy, help me, Holy Spirit. I put a little line there, Reverend, just in. Jesus, with God, bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord should not what? Prevent them which are asleep. I'm almost through, y'all. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with a voice of archangels and with a trumpet of the God. And look at here, right? And the dead in Christ. What they should do, Reverend? Should rise first.
They rise first,
Here we go, Reverend. Here we go, Reverend. Then we that were alive remain should be caught up together with them in the what? In the cloud.
In the cloud.
To meet the Lord in the air. Watch this, Reverend. And shall we ever be with the Lord? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these. I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. I know you know it. You probably can recite it. Tell you, y'all probably can do it. But let me just dive in there right quick. Reverend, did you know the Lord, man? You know the Lord. You know, I'm not saying you don't cry, brother. But he said, don't do it without ignorance. Then he said, those who are asleep.
Right.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, somebody talking about getting it. I'm going to tell you right now. If you just stay with me for a minute, I'm going to tell you right now that, watch this, Reverend, that when God comes, I don't know what we're going to be here, Reverend. We might be in rest and sleep, or we might be still here, Reverend. Whatever it is, Reverend, we're going to meet him in the air. Reverend, we're going to meet him in the air, Reverend. And when we meet him in the air, you might bump into mama. Reverend, you might bump into mama, Reverend. You might bump into your daddy, Reverend. You might bump into your loved one, Reverend. But I don't know about you, Reverend. I know we're going to see him, but Reverend, I've been around the book a little while. Reverend, the Bible said we ain't need no light there. We ain't going to need nothing because the glory of God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and his son, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, if you ain't praising the right now, you don't understand what I'm transitioning to. You're not going to understand what I'm saying. Well, I'm already there, Reverend, because I feel myself over here. I feel myself.
Yeah.
I feel that he's in the midst. So why do I don't have to wait. I can understand we are all in the spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I feel something going on, Reverend. I just need a little help with this one here, Reverend. When I start thinking about the love of God, Reverend, it sets something to my soul, Reverend. When I think about something, I don't mean long.
Yeah.
I don't mean it long,
there
Reverend.
Was
I'm going to come back.
Woman.
I gotta go there for a second, Reverend.
That was speaking in other tongues.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Praying in the Spirit. Lord, your will be done. All the while that she was praying,
yes, sir.
The Spirit touched my soul.
Yes,
I said, I know that feeling. Let the Spirit have his way. You'll feel better tomorrow than you feel today.
We can have church. It's just you and I, right? Because I don't know about the rest of the. Let's have church for a little bit, Reverend. When you know God coming in, when you can sit back and understand death, really, really understand death, when you can rejoice. See, when you have a saint go home, we believe over here now, we believe it's a celebration. We don't believe we go in that door. We don't. We come to, in our church, we play songs like uplifting. We play songs to tell you God is able. We come to tell you every praise belongs to our God. We don't come in and pray no more down and get everybody down. We want you to know this is a celebration because God has did something. You know that, man. You know your brother is not no more in pain. You know he ain't deteriorating. You know he ain't got to worry about none of this life. We worry about bills, kids, wife, husband. We don't have to worry about that no more because he's in that fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Let me get out of here, man, because I don't have no sense. Now this I say, brother, that the flesh, the blood, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. dude, what he said, watch this, Reverend. I don't have no sense, man. You know I ain't got no sense. He said, now this I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do the corruption put on incorruption, Reverend. He said, behold, I showed you a mystery. That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, it's the people ain't never been outside the body, Reverend. It's the people ain't never got close enough to know what I'm talking about, Reverend. You've been out your body,
thank
Reverend.
You,
God has told you something.
Thank
Reverend,
you,
you're preaching God's word. He says, no, turn here, Reverend Henry. No, stop here, Reverend Henry. That's the Holy Ghost speaking to you. So while I'm here telling you, now you done tapped into some corruption. Well, corruption means that you could take some jewelry, right, and some gold, and you can let that gold stay up for years after years after years. It won't tarnish. But let me tell you something God got for us, Reverend. We're going to be in a body. The skin you got on, Reverend, it's gonna be, you don't have to worry about it no more because you're not gonna be in it no more. The bones you got, Reverend, that you know is gonna go back to the dirt, you don't have to worry about it no more because you're gonna be in something that is gonna be everlasting, Lord. You're gonna be in somewhere where
you don't
have to worry about the sickness. Yeah, you got two lungs and they're working against each other. Or you got glasses on that you can't see like you used to, and you think when God coming, help me, Holy Spirit. You gonna ask God when He coming? You can't focus down the highway like you used to when you're 15, 18, because time is slipping, baby. Time is slipping. You ain't got the same time you have used to. You better get on board because you never know when God
comes.
So you're going to get in this corruption body, Reverend. I'm trying to go home, Reverend. Let me go home. He said, in a moment, in a twinkie.
Yes, sir.
But the trumpet should sound, Reverend. The trumpet should sound, Reverend. And the day is.
Mm-hmm.
Be right. You know where I'm at, though. You still know where I'm at. First Corinthians 15, right?
That
and
52,
right? In the moment,
yeah,
in the twinkie
of
an eye, in the last trumpet.
Yeah.
But the trumpet should sound. And the dead should be rise incorruptible, man. And watch this, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be changed. Ooh, Jesus.
We
should be changed, Reverend.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus, we should be changed. We're going to be changed, Reverend. We're going to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to change? How you going to change? I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. You know when you start changing? When
come
you
on, man.
When you see them as your Lord. When you did,
yes,
when you confess
Lord.
Out your mouth. Oh, you did that to your own man, not mine. You did that to your own man. I mean, you said it, that I believe that Jesus was raised from the grave. You believe that, Reverend? And then you didn't believe. You
yes,
believe
sir.
In the heart. That's when that change happened, Reverend. You don't have to wait till you get dead, on your dying bed to believe that you're going to be changed, Reverend. So you already changed. That's why you can understand for this corruptive must put on incorruption. And the mortal must put on immortality. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when thou corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and thou mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall... Look with it, be brought to pass. Help me, Holy Spirit. Saying that it is written. So that's why I love a book, man. You have to read the book to understand what I'm talking about. He
yes,
said,
sir.
It is written.
Yes, sir.
You know, every time Jesus says to the devil, he said, it is written, man don't live by bread.
Come on, man.
But every word proceeds out of the mind of God. Well, when did the word go proceed? I ain't never heard nothing from God. Well, every time you listen to Reverend Henry, you hear from God. Every time you hear from somebody teaching, saying something about Jesus, you hear from God. You just got to move yourself from the messenger and hear the message. Help me, Holy Spirit. Watch what I go
yes,
here.
Sir.
I'm going now. I'll get out of high gear now, Reverend. Look what it says right here. He said, then shall they be brought to pass and saying that it is written, death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's swallowed in victory, Reverend. Oh, he said, oh, death, where is thou sting? Oh, grave, where is thou victory? He said, the sting of death is sin. And the strength is sin in the law. But thanks be to God. Can you thank God? Can you thank God all that death? See, that's why I say ain't nothing wrong with death. Sometimes death is bad when you don't know it. He said, thanks be to God. Not thanks be to Aaron. Thanks be to God. Not thanks be to Reverend Henry. Thanks be to God because, Reverend, we transition, Reverend. We're gone, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
We're out of here, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
They just send this old body. But we gone, Reverend. Because we can stop in the middle of this and say, now that the Spirit have his way, you'll feel better.
Yeah.
You'll feel better when chains going to break. You know how it's going to break? When you release it, Reverend. When I release it. Then you can understand. Look what he said. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast.
Yes.
always abound in the works of the Lord. He said, that's some things you got to do, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing the church got to do. We can't stop, brother. We got to keep on pushing up.
That's it.
He said it right there. He said, be ye steadfast, unremovable,
mm-hmm.
always bound in the works of the Lord. You can't put the Lord down because you want to cuss and fight and cheat and gamble and go all crazy and act like he ain't nowhere around. God put conviction there. He tell you, don't do it, and you still do it. Then you wonder why hardship comes. Then you wonder why trial comes. Because I told you to stay with me, labor with me, trust in me. Because if I said it, it is so. I believe it, Reverend. I'm gone when I say this.
Yeah.
As much you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So,
amen.
Reverend, I might as well tell you this one. The Lord is good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He done it,
yes,
Reverend.
Sir.
He done it. We don't have to worry about
yes,
it,
sir.
Trial gonna come. Tribulation gonna be
mm-hmm.
there. Misunderstood gonna be there. Man, you're gonna be talked about. You're gonna be stepped on. And you're gonna be criticized. You gotta watch out for all the thank yous and glory be to Reverend Henry. You know, you gotta worry about something. Sometimes you want to hear that you ain't no good, but you know you're good. Because the Bible said, don't let your good be spoke of evil. Sometimes you need to hear somebody
evil.
Say, man, I hate you came in. Because they not hate you. That's a spirit coming out. Why would you challenge that?
Yeah.
You know it's a spirit. You don't have to mess with that. The flesh says it's going to be there. We fight against what? Well, we ain't fighting against no flesh. We fight against principalities of this world. It's the stuff we don't even see, man. It turned us up.
Oh, that's right.
Being careful,
mm-hmm.
church. Oh, can I say it like this? Be encouraged, church.
Yes, sir.
Because God is on this
mm-hmm.
way. You know what? I'm saying I ain't going to do this long either. I promise I ain't going to do it long. I
you
going to
be
alone. I know how you feel, Rev. I know you. I feel for you. I know where you at.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. Y'all raised and risen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You provide spirit.
I know we get that.
Yes, Lord.
And I will open up
inside. We're in the same house. Still be
yes, Lord. Lord.
You provide fire.
Yes, Lord.
I'll
yes, thank you.
I will open up tonight. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
Mm-hmm. Thank
fill
you, Jesus.
Me up, God. Fill me
thank
up.
You, Jesus.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say this, Reverend. You know, when you love God like you do, your family.
Thank
I
you
know
Lord.
They love the Lord too. I know your family love the Lord. I know them. Hey,
thank
when
you,
y'all, amen. God said, "Watch me show out. I'm gonna use you and your family to show the people that I'm still God." You can praise him and worship him in a time like this. They said, man, you so kind of, you ain't going to let Reverend Henry cry. No, I'm not telling him he can't cry. I'm telling him that the Lord is good. I'm telling him that
yes,
the Lord, he already know. I just want him to know that when he do go get a chance to view the remain. That's what I said, Reverend. When you know, just let you know to reassure you that that we praying with you and praying for you and your family. And I know it's real. I know God said we're going to put on some things that man can't understand right now. The words I just said, if you have a relationship with the Lord, you haven't got on board with it yet, because you have to have a relationship. When you have a relationship with God, you can say, fill me, Lord, with thy presence. See, when God fill you with his presence, he ain't going to fill you with the presence of sorrow. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He going to fill you with his presence with what? With praise. Because if I be lifted up, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Yes, sir.
I will do something. I tell you, I ain't going to say you can't talk and nothing like that. But I'm going to say this here. If somebody want to say something to Reverend, somebody want to encourage Reverend and his family, and somebody want to whistle some prayer up for the Reverend, you can hit the one button. Reverend lost his brother on yesterday. God did some marvelous thing for him, you know, because we believe in the body of Christ. We just believe that if we leave, that there's what? Rest until he calls us home. Until he calls us home. He just rests. You've seen people, and you think the mortician did a very good job, right? You look, oh, he just like he's sleeping. Mm-hmm. He just read that. Now, you can see all the sicknesses left. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can see all the things he was, or she was just straining with have left. You know what I'm talking about? You know, when we didn't tell them how to do my mother. We didn't tell them at all. You know what to put on her. We gave her a dress. We gave her a little hat. My mother was like one of them Pentecostal ladies. You know, she come in church, you gonna know she in there, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
and yours was too.
Yeah,
and Reverend. You can see him. So when we went in there, right, and to review the body before anybody else, they had a handkerchief in her hand. You know, I don't know who knew her or nothing like that. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and put in the hand, you know what I'm talking about, and put a little lipstick on her lips, you know what I'm talking about. Mama didn't wear makeup, but, you know, put a lipstick on her neck, I mean, on the lip, Reverend. And I just started thinking about how much rest she is, you know, because they're talking about amputating the, from a knee on down, you know. They were talking about that she couldn't, watch this, Reverend, she couldn't even. They don't believe she would have made it through, you know what I'm talking about. But whatever the fact that they would have did it, Reverend. So we prayed, and and you know, and God made the decision of how he wanted it to be done, Reverend. So I thank God for that, because I know she's not in pain anymore. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I said, when you see the body, you know what I'm talking about, where they used to preside, they in an incorruptible body now, Reverend, in rest, waiting on the God. They say when he blows a trumpet, then the Bible said it's not me. He said the dead in Christ will rise first. That's what the Bible said. I didn't write it. That's what he said. I just pulled it out there. He said the dead in Christ will rise first. And then if we hear Brother D, if we remain and still here, we'll meet him in the air. I want to just, wherever I'm at, I just want to meet him. Yes, sir. I just want to meet him. May God bless you, brother. And always keep you is my prayer.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank the Lord.
Brother, I was sitting here listening to the word, first getting out of God, who is truly. He is sitting here reaping the word this morning, enjoying the word. And I said to myself, I said, Brother D, I said, you're just going to sit here this morning and just meditate on the word and really just soak in. And then my brother, because I was a little late coming to the party, I didn't get in until 8:16. And then I heard my brother say that my other brother had a loss in his family. But we realized he didn't lose. He had a gain in the family. And as he was saying that, I was reading over some stuff that he spoke on this morning. And I said, you know what, Brother D? I said, this morning, just go back and start at the beginning of chapter 15 and just read the whole chapter. And as I was singing it, my brother started speaking about my other brother losing a brother. And we know that we can say, all earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. See, sometimes we can say that to people and they need to hear it. I'm like my brother Eric, sometimes people need to hear certain things. But when you know the Lord for yourself, I don't think you need to hear certain things. I think you already know. And so therefore we don't have to go through a lot of formalities that we will go through with other people's. Because I'm like my brother just said, Reverend Henry, don't just know God. You can feel the presence of God within him.
Yes, sir.
Even if you've never seen him yourself, even if you never shook his hand, if you never seen his face, you can feel the presence of the Lord within Reverend Henry. And when you do that, I ain't got to sit up here and tell Reverend Henry, Brother, Earth has no sorrow, heaven can you heal? I don't tell Reverend Henry, Brother, you got my number, you know if you need me anytime. He know already. He already doesn't. He know if he needs Brother D any time, day or night, he got my number, he can call me. He already know that. He already know that earth has no sorrow, heaven can't hear. He know that already. He already know his brother in a better place. He already know his brother been relieved of all hurt, harm, and pain. He already know that he's smiling right now. See, certain things you just don't have to do. And I'm just sitting here listening to my brother speak, and as he was speaking, I was reading. And my eyes just got fixated on verse 53. It says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. When the corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written.
Oh, Lord.
And that's when we understand death is swallowed up in victory. See, my brother lost his brother, but he gained a victory. That's what Reverend Erica said. He lost his brother, but he gained a victory. And then 55 says, oh, death, where's their sting? Oh, grave, where's their victory? And then the Bible is so gracious and so lovable to us. He explained exactly what he's saying. The sting of death is sin. See, my brother gone now. Sin no more. And the strength of sin is the law. But then he said, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. Through our Lord Jesus. See, Reverend Henry, I don't have to tell Reverend Henry certain things. We don't have to say certain things. Because, see, Reverend Henry already know that the battle is fought, but the victory is won. Oh, my brother, the victory is won. You can feel God in Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
You can feel it. Sister and brother, you can feel it. I stay there sometime, and he be saying, has time to go to God in prayer. I be saying, no, don't call him. I want to hear you pray. And I'm no, I got to call me. I got to pray for that. But I be wanting to hear pray. Yeah. Some people, you can't let anybody pray for you. But I'm going to say again, as I get out the way, you can feel God in this man.
That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
That's it.
That's a mouthful, man. That's a mouthful. That's why I like to go back. You ought to heard me say it many times. And I love back to my friend. He was like a father to me. A lot of my learning, I studied with him. And on his deathbed, he said, boy, don't cry for me because I got my business fixed. And I tell you, that's a powerful statement to make. If you ever take time out to give Reverend Henry 15 seconds of your time, well, I know what I said. I know what I said. No, I didn't say 15 minutes. If you could just give Reverend Henry 15 seconds of your time, you would know his business is fixed.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you know he's a God-fearing, God-loving man.
That's it.
I don't want to say no more to you. You know I love you. You already know everything I can do for you. It's done. I say the same thing here that I said by anyone else. My brother ain't going to ask for a dime. He may not even need a dime. I don't know. But I just know we're supposed to do for our brothers. So if everything else been said, if it's not but a dollar, I think we should all get together and send him a love offering.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to send mine to Reverend. I'm going to send something to Reverend Eric right now for myself. If it's just by a handkerchief,
that's it.
It's not the amount. It's called a token of love. And when you profess love, you should have no problem showing love. Amen. If I'm gonna say it again, if you profess to love, then you should have no problem showing love. Because I believe within my heart that you can go to a store and you'll see something that you think your wife will look good in. If you love her, you ain't got to call and ask her if she wanted you just buy it for her. Honey, I bought you something today. It's called a token of love. And we say we love him. I know I love to hear him speak. I know he my brother. He my brother. I've never seen him. And with that being said, we just do what we can. Because, see, one thing we do know, we know tomorrow, not promise. Today, my brother, Reverend.
Hello?
Today, my brother, Reverend Henry Day. Tomorrow,
yes,
might be Brother D's Day. And see, today, Reverend Henry Day was with a brother. Tomorrow might be Brother D himself. You just don't know. So for those, if you can't, anyone that can't send my brother something, we love you still, and we understand. But if you can, if it's just a dollar. And like I said, Reverend Henry might be sending a million. I don't know. But it's a love offering. We just want to say in words and in action. You know what I'm saying? We want to say in love and in action. Brother, we love you.
That's it.
We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be there. Wish I could be there with you. Wish I could just jump on a plane today and fly out of here. Mm-hmm. We can't show in action when we can't do in words. We can't do in words when we can't do in action. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, I don't have to tell him to keep his head up. I don't have to tell him to keep his head in God's hand. I don't have to say keep his head up. I don't have to say God go make a way. Man, my brother already
knows.
That's
it.
I want to thank God for his strength. I want to thank God for I had texted Reb, you know, I was feeling a little out of it, but God started blessing. Oh man, he started giving strength to the sorrow that I had. He started turning it to joy. He started me with his spirit.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
You know, sometimes you just don't have words how good God is. You know.
As you were teaching,
I started off with brown and tears in my hand. Worship. I had moved into worship, and I just started thanking God for his goodness, for his mercy, for the family that he gave me, for the friends that he gave me. Then he started talking to me himself. He told me, the Lord is my shepherd. I mean, he said, you've been talking about a relationship. You know, a relationship is communication one to another. You have a wife or you have a loved one, you communicate with them. So God start talking to me. Oh, thank you. It's making me to lie down in green pastures.
He was still with your soul, Ray.
Yes, he will.
Yes, Thank you, Jesus.
Restored my soul. Leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Thank you. Thank God is somebody. Hallelujah. I didn't know anything he was going to do, what he did. But then he showed me something. You've been talking about a relationship, and then I had no idea what he was going to say, what he said. But that was been one of my prayers, that God would let somebody feel.
Thank you, Jesus.
That God would let somebody feel his
presence when I witness, or when I just talk to him, not lift up, lift me, but just to show that I want them to feel what I feel when I praise God, when I love
yes,
him,
sir.
God. I want
yes,
that
sir.
For them.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God.
Sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Told Brother D the secret that I had in my heart that I want. Hallelujah. You know what? Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, how he restored. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He give me friends. He give me loved ones. I'm feeling weak and weary.
Yes.
He give me strength. I want to tell us, my God, our God is
yes,
those that need him,
wait.
Those that want to love on him, those that just want to adore him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I thank you for my pastor, my church family.
Thank you.
Oh, Brian, hallelujah, Brother D, God's
bless
plan, a Martha, Brother Nutty, Brother Willie, Brother Tim. Oh, hallelujah, Brother Dexter, that went on into his rest. I never want to not thank God for what his goodness and his mercy. Because I know
yeah,
if
man.
I thank him, he'll give me something else to thank him for. I know if I make
yes,
room
will.
For
yes,
him
he
in my heart, he'll
yes.
allow my heart to receive more love. More love. And if I get enough love of God, it moves out everything that's pleasing in his sight, that I can love better, that I can walk better, I can teach and preach and love on and show the witness of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thought the day was going to be pretty tough on me. You know, my wife had to leave and go to work. Shout out to me. But God. But God.
Yes.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
But God. But God. But God. Thank you, Jesus.
You.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm good.
Hallelujah.
I'm good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was real close to my daughter growing up, and God blessed that relationship even now. And I told my grandson, RJ, I told him, I said, man, I'm really thankful, man, how you're close to your mom. I said, stay there. And you know what he told me, Rem Brian? He said, thank you,
yes,
Papa. He said, thank you. You don't realize how important a relationship is. Now, this is what we're trying to get over to you, a relationship.
Yes,
God.
Yes, sir.
God has blessed in such a way. I know you hear me and Rem Brown a lot, but God has genuinely entwined our whole family, our immediate family, his family, my family. It's like he just put
yes.
it together and it went forth to our children.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
This is a blessing.
Yes,
and I want God do something. I want to tell him thank you. I don't care how big,
yeah,
how
you.
Small, hallelujah. But when you
yes,
thank
sir.
Him, well, when you thank him through the trials, through the tribulation, when you thank him,
yes,
it's much easier when you thank him, when your heart is hurting and it's cutting and it's burning. But if you can lift those
yeah,
hands and when praise him, he'll lift them burdens.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
in your strength.
Yes,
oh, God.
Yes,
oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Poke it in there.
I want to sing it for somebody that don't situate right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. As soon as it gets through raining, everything. Somebody that's sick in the building.
Say this, man, which I know because me and you, like you said, you and our family, man, you know, we go without saying how we connected, you know what I'm talking about, and didn't know we was that close together, you know. Didn't know that my school was better than your school, and, you know. We just didn't know that. I told you. I didn't know why we was beating y'all like we was beating y'all. I didn't know it, Reverend. I'm gonna tell you how close we are, right? You know, remember, father passed on, right? passed on. You know, he got a chance. What a 72 noble. What a 72 or 74. So my brother went on there and resurrection. You know, he resurrected. It was dead, boy. You know, he got it right. I took him to the old bootleg uncle, right? You know, the money. He put some air conditioning on it.
Yeah.
He's driving a little bit, but it be cold, you know. So, man, Reverend Henry had a prayer cross, right? He put it across the back of him. And every time it got hot, we sit down and we give him the prayer cross. We pray a little bit, but since we weren't praying this time, we went and picked up the wives, right? So we picked up the wives, you know, the wives got in the back seat, you know. Well, I'm trying to hold it, Reverend. We got in the backseat, his wife and my wife, you know. He just to drive. All the windows up, Brother D. going a little faster, man. It ain't getting cold, right? Next time I know, the window was down in the back, right? And I thought, where that drive coming from? Like, y'all, I stay down with River Hill. I lift my one up, man.
Yes,
sir. My brother, man. That one day, he didn't want to go out the driveway. Oh, Lord. Him and Yolanda, my little sister, they ride, right? So I'm following my little Camaro, which was Kevin for 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it went wrong, right? It got stuck. So I said, man, I can't leave right there. So I, we didn't call for breakfast. So I put the bump on the bubble. Hey man, I pushed him all across. You know, we all crossed road down, and it got in the hood done. Tell me why they sell that thing. She didn't get that car no more. Oh,
yep,
Lord.
You're right.
We're brothers like this, bro. You and he know him, do you?
Well, you're talking about we have some time. Like, that's why I'm talking about. That's why I told her I know the brother, man. I know him. I remember we were riding looking for a home. Me and my wife were looking for a home. And Reverend Henry and his wife went with us. Didn't know that they were going to want to be getting the home, not us at that time. You know what I'm talking about? And that's how God blessed them with that home they're staying in right now. And you talking about the Bethel Hillbillies. He went out there looking for some food, and he shot and got all
the came back with a bubble and food.
Yeah.
Say, Reverend Henry, I got my old truck, and, you know, we stuff everything on that truck, man. We move up to the hills. That's the hills, you know.
Yes, sir.
Movie star.
Yes, sir.
So we moved him over there.
Yes,
he did that ever since, boy. I got high side with him, you know what I'm talking about. We sitting right.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time I told you, I can tell you with another good friend, my wife, I'm going to give it to her, though, Rev. I ain't going to take this, Rev. Hey, my wife, right? She went to go pay the light bill, Rev. You remember that, Rev? She didn't pay the whole light bill, right? She left about 45 cents on that, Brother D. And you know what happened, right? They cut all the lights off. So Reverend Henry, they came over there sitting in the dark with us.
Yes, sir.
We're all mad of them, boy.
Yes, sir.
Well, my wife was tired, so I took all the bills out of here. Because she didn't. Said, Reverend Henry, we sit up there in them lights. We sit up there with no lights on. And I had to pay $450. I also had to spend $0.75. Brother D, 75, $450. I'm still,
I'm still mad.
But my brother and my little sister, they came over there. We sit in the dark, you know. We've been
there
the whole time, man. That's why I love this brother, man. This brother, we've been down like four times, like, for real. We really have.
Man.
I'm like, wow. Even when I told him to come over here, he had reservations about it. You know what I'm talking about? I said, Reverend, we're going to hang in there, Reverend. So I know we got on with a dog show one day. So, woo, Jesus. I said, I know, man. And just pray about it. Y'all get over there, and the word good. And next thing you know, it went from hallelujah to hallelujah. Right. I'm hanging there, Reverend. Let me pray about that, Reverend. So we prayed about it, and look what happened, man. Down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Nah.
My brother, Willendorf did open up this line here, really, you know, talking about the for us to start doing what we're doing. I just got to give praise, with honor, do you know? We thank God for the fellowship. I want to bring a little comical in there, because this man loves telling jokes, man. He loves telling jokes. He's the only person I know to come to your house. He's the only person I know come to your house. He went to my brother. My brother he ain't no fool no more, I don't think. But he went to my brother. He was in my brother's house, right? My mama was still living. I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't gonna lie. He opened up the icebox, man. Just opened it up, man. My brother looked at this nigga. My mama looked at this guy. She said, what you call him? Punkin'? Punkin'. I remember him already, bro. Well, we had some fun.
Yes, sir.
You know what, real man? You know what? It's funny you said that, cause I got a friend of mine, man. I called him to check up. He had heart surgery. I used to do his mom the same way. I wait till she pull up. As soon as she grabbed that door, I jump and run. Refrigerator. Boy, get out my kitchen. What is you doing? I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a true friend, you could do that. And anyone that hear you guys talk know that you're friends second. You truly are your friends.
Hey brother, I got one more brother, because don't sit your keys down, your prayers down.
Oh, Lord.
he was playing so much, he took it all the way home, but got his hands on him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I got one more brother. So he was in that notebook again, right? Going to work.
Oh Lord!
I came behind him. He didn't know who I was, right? I got right on this bumper. I rode him good, you know what I'm talking about. He it's like one of them 60 movers, you know. He had on 72, right? It's like them 60 movers. He's looking back out his window back there. He don't know. All he saw is headlights, right? I'm on him real hard, right? He got a gun and everything. Never put a gun at him. I'm paying by him last. He called his wife. He said, Reverend Brian played too much. I took him to the racetrack. I ain't gonna never forget him or something.
Lord.
They went out there with me. I ain't gonna never forget this one here. We went out there, probably about 12 o'clock, you know, not noon.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Hibbs ain't never been out here in this kind of racing, right? And 5 o'clock came.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock came. 2 o'clock in the morning came. When we leave it, man, we gotta go to church in the morning.
Yeah.
While we leave it, it was almost sunlight.
Yes, sir.
We had to drop about an hour and a half to get on. But boy, I tell you what, he didn't go to the racetrack since then. I don't think he's been back with me since. Have you been? I don't think you have. That was it.
No.
Well, I say again, man, when you hear stories like that, it just lets you know that I didn't just find a friend. You know, Jesus called us friends. And when you can sit up and hear stories like this that my brothers can tell each other, you know, it lets you know that I didn't just find a friend. I found a brother.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's a blessing. Anyone that hear you guys talk, anyone that spend past 2 or 3 seconds listening to you will know instantly that they're not just friends, they're brothers.
Man.
You know what Reverend said? Reverend, it is joking. He said, I couldn't leave him out there to push him. I had to push him in. These are jokes that brothers tell. These are things that brothers would do for each other.
Mind, man. his wife. Mm-hmm. She in a straight jacket. She mad. Remember him? She said, remember how he got to push us that fast? I love him. See, one thing about him, yes, the brother ain't dying, he ain't going nowhere, but no one can ever say, if we leave today, if we leave right today, no one cannot say that joy didn't get spoke right then, that peace passed all understanding. No one can say that we can leave this phone right now, that joy. I mean, our joy is right now because when we accepted him over, 30, 40 years ago, Reverend Henry, when we accepted him, we knew this day was going to come. You know why? Because we got to encourage each other. He encouraged me when mine went on, and I'm encouraging him when he goes. That's what we supposed to do. We're supposed to do the same thing. We're supposed to encourage each other. And then you know what? I'm going to do this here. This is a word I like to use sometimes, a statement. I'm going to meet you where you're at. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you ain't what I think you should be in, I'm just saying meet now.
I'm going
to
try
to.
I'm
going to
meet you there and bring you up.
I know he already there. Like he just said, he got his strength. Mm-hmm. But what I'm telling you, I just had to throw a little comical in it, man. You know, y'all charge him with what? Charge him with what? Charge him with
head.
Yeah,
right. But
it was pretty good stuff, though. Pretty good stuff.
Remember, my brother and my sister come over in the dark. They come over and sit with us. That's what love will make you do. That's what love will make you.
Because if you probably left me and my wife, and everybody said, we probably told them everything in the house.
Hey, remember? You and that joker said, every time I talk about that $400, oh, man.
Watch this, brother, be $450.
$450. Over 75 cents. Yes, sir.
She don't have me, but the light bill anymore.
She don't have me. That no more. Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
We better get out of here, man. We
gotta
let go of the back line, real.
You know what, though? The Bible says a little laugh is good for the soul. Yes, the word. He said a little laugh is good. The Lord wants you to enjoy and rejoice and enjoy his word. That's what we're doing right
now. Hold on, y'all keep talking for a second.
Amen. A brother lost a brother. The heaven gained a brother.
Amen.
You know, I say all the time, Reverend Henry, When you live right, the Bible says that when you live right, you'll die right. And I say all the time, man, when you live right, even though it hurts, we learn to smile at it.
Yeah.
We learn to accept it.
I got a special guest here.
Come on.
I got a special guest here. Since none of them won't hit the one button, and Brother Wendell won't hit the one button, I got a special guest here. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? I'm Reverend Henry's daughter.
Sound like Reverend Henry. I thought I remember that boy.
Yeah.
This is a singer, isn't it?
Yeah, you know that's why I brought on here. She probably didn't think
I thought I remember that boy.
Can you give me one verse of that someday? Oh, I got you.
Yes, sir. I sure will. Someday I will be caught up to meet him, and I want to be when he comes.
Oh, that's good. That's beautiful.
Mm.
Man.
Boy.
She got some pipes.
For myself and no, no, no one can give enough help for me. When he comes, my daddy's the same.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She got some pipes too. She got pipes. She got some pipes.
That's humble. She just humble.
Yes, sir. You know what though? I say again, Jesus. When she was on before, I told Reverend Harry, Reverend Harry, it feel good, don't it?
Yes, Lord.
It feel good, don't it feel good?
My.
You know, it feels so good to know that your work wasn't in vain. It feels good to know that the seed that you planted is coming to reap its harvest now. Because that child's singing. You can hear her singing. You know where she's rooted at. So you know where she's rooted at.
You
can hear it in the phone.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Can't you stop? Can't you stop? Take it, brother. Take it. Oh, come on, Reverend Henry.
Oh, what? Got to be stopped.
Yeah,
all right,
praise
all right,
the Lord.
All right.
Just,
man, that's we're saying. I believe. I mean, we just thank God for the victory, what He have done,
mm-hmm.
and we believe. In the victory, because we believe in this time, like she just sung, we want to be ready when he comes.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know when our coming might be different from a lot of people, Brother D. It might be just how we don't know. We don't know when he's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Though he just might call you by your name. I just want you to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been listening to us, if you apply it and receive it, you will see him, just like she said, when he comes. He might come by the bedside. We don't know. But when he comes, it won't be because it wasn't preached, it wasn't taught. It be because you accepted the choice, the life that you want. Every choice you make right now, as we speak right now, by the blood of one warm in your vein, you have consequences behind. So what we ask you to do, receive the Lord today. Go in peace today. Know that everything will be all right. Because with Christ, the rock that we stand on, there's no other ground. All other grounds are just like seeking sand. But the Christ, the rock we stand on, we don't have to worry about it. What we're doing now, they're laughing at us right now, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
They're laughing at us. They're talking about us right now. But one day, the laugh will be on us. One day, it won't be on us.
One day,
the tears you hear, grown men coming down their face. It won't be us.
What shit of
I'm telling you right now. That's why we're doing it in the van. We're thanking God right now.
Yeah,
because He is worthy to be praised. My one of my songs. I'm gonna end it with this here, brother. If you guys ain't got nothing else. Pray for the family again. I'm gonna end it with this song. He will understand it. He will understand it and say, "Well done."
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, you will catch that later.
Mm-hmm.
On, but
yes,
he
sir.
Will understand
yes,
it and say, "Well done."
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
so I want to tell you by the sound of my voice right now. If you know what I know, you know, that had to be God to bring me through that lesson a while ago because I've been going through a little sickness.
Mm-hmm.
I took the COVID test. They got me. They say I'm negative, you know, but I've still got a little something in my throat, you know. I don't have a cold or nothing like that. It's just my throat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he gave
me
some strength, Reverend Henry. You know what I'm talking about? Thank you for the prayers. And thank you I want you to know something, that heaven is our goal. That's why we do it
every
day.
Each and
that's
every
why we
day.
Uh-huh. We're not doing this because we just ain't have nothing to do. We ain't doing it just we ain't got nothing to do. Trust us, if you know me, you know I do it at the job all day. So what I'm telling you,
if we did that, Eric, because we didn't have nothing to do, we'd be like the seeds that fell on stony ground.
There you go.
You gotta hold on for a little while. Yes, sir.
That's it. We really like the seed. We really like that. We should be fruitful, and that's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't reach for one person, or we don't change for one person's life, we believe God is gonna say, "Well done." I just believe that. I might not be the one to speak to 50,000 or millions of people, but the ones he let us speak over, let it be that we can all be on one. And tell somebody about this ministry. Tell somebody the ministry on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tell somebody with somebody lifting up Jesus. Tell them about it, because we're gonna need it, because the Bible says it's going to be a great falling away.
Falling away.
This last day. Let me say this.
You know, I heard you mention it earlier, and it slipped my mind, just come back. I heard you mention earlier about how when we transition from our segment over to the other segment on the dog show.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the question came to me several times. I've been asked, why do you keep doing it? When this how they act as soon as you all finish. And you know, I cater to the Lord. That's what I have to do with it. We always said, take it to God in prayer. And I came back. From God with the angels in heaven rejoices when one come in. You do your work. Do the work that I sent you to do. And I told Doc, I said, Doc said, Brody, he said, this service is going to go on as long as you want them to go. And I said, I'll be here every Tuesday.
Well,
my brother Eric was over there with me. Then work pulled him away. It got to where he couldn't be there every day. Bro Tim said, what are we going to do? I said, Bro Tim, I say, when I first started doing this, before you hit the one button, who was in there with me? He was doing it by yourself. I said, my pastor told me one time, he said, Bro D, he said, I'm going to preach just as hard to 1,000 as I do to one.
Yes, sir.
But Tim said, I get it now. I get it. We're going to keep marching on. And this is what keeps you going. You think Reverend Eric don't get tired? You think Reverend Henry won't get tired of coming on and nobody hit the one button but Bro D? Bro Dog? It can weigh on you, sister, brother. It can weigh on you. But when you're doing the work of God, God will prevail. I promise he will.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the songwriter that said he'll build you up where you're torn down. See, you're torn down, Reverend Henry, when you're constantly giving God. I meant to cut you off, but I'm sorry.
You're good.
When you're constantly giving God's word and it seems like no one is listening to you, it can weigh heavy on you. But he'll build you up where you're torn down. So I just say I love the fact that my brothers come on every morning, and Bro Dog give us the platform for the. And this all started because Dog asked one day, "Will someone do a prayer?" And I whispered a prayer, and Bro, it's like an extension from what the Lord put on Dog's heart to whisper a word of prayer on the show. And now, before this world come to an end, before heaven and earth dissolve, he said the word must be preached throughout all the nations.
This was just
another mechanism of the word going forth.
That's
now, it's not up to Reverend Henry. It's not up to Reverend Eric, whether you give it or not. It's up to Reverend Henry and Reverend Eric to give you the word of God. It's up to you whether you get it.
Praise
you can sit on your hands. You can sit on your hands and don't stomp your feet and not say a word.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got off the course a little bit, but the Lord said, "See here."
You good?
They didn't do their job. They didn't do their job when they give you the word of God. They didn't do their job.
Beautiful.
Come on, my brother. Come on.
Beautiful job. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come. We come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit. We thank you, Father God, for all the things that went before you in the listening of your heart. Father God, we just come right now, though, Lord. Actually, if anything was misunderstood, Lord, wasn't even presented right, was out of line, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless our heart, Lord, and bless the ones who received it and would misunderstand it, Lord, or didn't understand, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the hour, Lord, that you gave us, Lord, to be together, Lord. We ask you, Father God, again, Father, be with the Henry family, Lord. Encourage the whole entire family, Lord. Even the friends and the loved ones that had to go and deal with the we call transition, Lord. Or some say fail. Lord, we just ask you to give them strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. We believe, Father God, and we pray that there was something said to him that he could take it along the way, Lord, to strengthen him and his encouraging his family as well, Lord. Thank you for his daughter, Lord. Thank you for the God's plan.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, if there's someone that maybe want to give a little offering to that, to the even
yes,
maybe
Lord,
be flowers, maybe a card, Lord. Let's trust someone hard, Lord, to give, Lord. Lord, we don't beg nobody. We don't ask nobody. But, Lord, if it's just by kindness of the heart, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless, Lord. Bless the man of God, Father God, in all his endeavors, Lord. They don't have to worry about a few things. Maybe they might be buying a bucket of chicken, Lord, a six pack of Coca-Cola, Lord.
Yes.
Wherever it is, Lord, Lord, let it be, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to bless in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, as we leave right now, Lord, ask you, Father God, let us not leave you, though. Lord, let us always be with you, Lord.
Yes.
Keep us on that path of righteousness, Lord. Keep us in the hands of your hand, Lord. Even when we want to do something wrong, Lord, that you speak to us, Lord. Let us receive correction. Let us see reproof. Let us see your love, Lord. If anything hits
us,
walk this Christian journey, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, just listen to the words of this song. Pretty good song, though, I think.
If when you give,
yes, yes,
the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is come. Be not dismayed if men don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done, misunderstood. The Savior of sinners, he hung on the cross.
Yeah,
he was God's only son. Oh, hear him calling his Father up in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Said it's not my will, but let thine be done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life and the battle is won, carrying the staff. He'll understand and say, well done. He'll say, well done. Oh, come on and bring it. Well done. Oh, hallelujah. He will say well done. He'll say well done. He'll say well done. Glory, glory, glory. He'll say well done. Come on and tell somebody, he'll say well done. He'll say well done. He'll say well done. He'll say well done. Glory to Jesus. Under my eyes.